Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee and we are a remnant. Yes, we are. All generations. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. 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 I can't believe I was born in this new age, new technical age. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, my grandchildren are all over the world, and I'm supposed to know how to do this. But nevertheless, God. I thank God for everyone who tuned in today. Because of my limited technology, I can't really see who all is on this morning, but I thank God for those who did for you for coming on. Hallelujah. God is good. We're not going to get discombobulated. We're not going to get confused. We're not going to get frustrated. We're not going to get anything. We're just going to stay happy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we're going to stay happy in you. Hallelujah. But this is truly the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing. Yes, we are. We're rejoicing and we're ever so glad. Yes, we are. And when we say that, let's not say it so fast. Let's say it and hear really what we're saying. Amen. This is the day. This second moment that make up the 24 hours that God has made. Oh my God. Oh my God, bless your name, Father. Everything that each one of us was standing in need of, he has provided. There are times and situations where things that we wanted to happen may not happen today. But we thank God for his peace and his reassurance that, one, he is with us. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised. And when he give us that comfort, that peace, we know that everything is all right. We could be so discombobulated. We can get so caught up in what's going on in the world and in society that we lose the understanding that God is in control. We say Ancient of Days, and we really, so often, without thinking about it, think of God as ancient, and he wouldn't understand these times. I just don't understand, because as I said yesterday, God made time for us. He's not locked in it. Stop and think about it. He's not locked in it. We are. We are. So foolishly, we get caught up in stuff. He made it for you, not for him. So you can tell time. He made the moon and the sun and the stars so you can tell times and seasons. Yes, God is with us. God is for us. God made time for man, for his children, not for himself. So we can say, oh, that's a thought of ancient times. This is modern times. I don't think we realize how sometimes that if we stop and think about what we're saying before we say, we're like, oops, uh-uh. Oops. Because man can say so much that sounds good and it can justify, and we can take our place to a place where we don't have to qualify. Let's say that. We can do whatever we want to do because of how it makes us feel. As long as I'm feeling good, I'm good. But God gave us an example in the Bible, and you will see the thread running through it. And they did what was good in their own eyes. And they did what was good in their own eyes. God told them to teach the children, their children, of him, so they wouldn't sin against them. And we see the phrase, and they did what was good in their own eyes. Think about it. David did not know the correct way of handling the ark. So much. The Babylonian, when Judah was caught up and taken to Babylon, they hadn't had Sabbath. So God made sure that the land rest and did what was good in his eyes. When he sent prophet after prophet to tell them what was going to happen, and I think his Chronicles told them to repent, they didn't and said, repent and live. They didn't do it. So we can't blame God. But when we're seeking God and wanting to please him, we can be assured that that he will allow it to happen. That, yes, it will happen. And, yes, things will happen, events, and we'll be disappointed. We may be hurt. We may be crushed. But as I said earlier, God is with us. And when we say, not my will, but thine will be done, we really don't know what his will is to the fullest extent, because it's not for him to, why would he share that with us? But he wants willing vessels, willing children who will trust him. So as we are up and we're getting ready to face some things, or just face the day. And some have been up early since 5, 3. Just stop and really, really think about this. God is in control. That sink in. God is in control, without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, he is. God is in control. God got it. Does that mean that you sit back and get in a corner? I don't know. He may tell you to do that, or he may tell you to get up. Don't worry about this. I got this. You take care of this, this, this. You do this, this, this. Or he just may tell you to just sit in the chair. I don't know what he'll tell you to do. But whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Well, I don't know the voice of God. Well, tell him. God, I don't know if it's you speaking to me. How do I know that it's you?
How do I know without a shadow of a doubt that it is you? And that you are his vessel. He created you. And there's no spookiness about it. It's reality. God is real. He'll hold no good thing from you. So many times we're thinking of houses and properties and monies and this and that. And some just want their body to stop racking with them. Some just want peace in their home. The children and the husband just feel like it's just going all out of whack and out of sort. I mean, or everything could be perfect, but it's the job. I don't know where it is with you. But I know that Jesus, Yeshua, says that he'll be with us and he'll never leave us. We have to understand that the Holy Ghost is here on this earth. When Jesus left, he came. The word divine, what it means in Hebrew, what the word sacred and holy means. Look, it was written in Hebrew. Look at it from a Hebrew, from the perspective in which it was written. Get an understanding. Thing in our lives that we are not doing to please him. What is it that we're not doing to please him? Where are we off sacred? Let's ask. And thank him for the joy. Thank that he gives. Thank him for the shalom that he brings to us. Thank him that we don't hinder him by saying, oh, no, God won't do that. Let's let God be God and Lord and Master and King and Father in our lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. When we understand, and like Satan said to God in the book of Job, who wouldn't serve a God like you? Oh, Lord God Almighty. He said, who wouldn't? Who would not? Oh, God, who would not serve a God? Oh, I said, oh, my son. Who would not serve a God? Oh, let's ask God to remove the blindness from our eyes. Almighty God, give us understanding and clarity, reassurance. Almighty God. That we belong to you. Hallelujah. Not based on what man said, but what you said. Oh, God, thank you for calling us into your presence. Your presence. Almighty God. And let us be assured. Hallelujah. This day, let us be assured. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we belong to you. Oh, glory. Oh, Father, we belong to you and you alone. Oh, God, hallelujah. And if any have not given them their lives to you, oh, God, touch, draw. Oh, my God, and let them cry out to you
and ask that you accept them, and they want you, and they want the Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, to come into their life and be Lord of their life, our Redeemer, hallelujah, our Redeemer, our High Priest, the love of our soul. God, we don't understand it. Give us clarity that we might not sin against you. Hallelujah. Give us a hunger for you. Hallelujah. Let us not speak contrary to your word. Give us a hunger for your word and your presence. And we thank you. We thank you that we won't be proud. Hallelujah. Our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Our Father is God. And he's God alone. Glorious. Awesome. In all of his ways. Hallelujah. And some may say, well, I thought this was a prayer line. I thought they were going to be praying. Yes. But we just like to reinforce the reality of who we are and whose we are. Hey, my God. That we're not just jumping up and saying things and just hitting the atmosphere and doing nothing. But we have been granted, hallelujah, permission to come into his presence and to know whose presence we're coming into. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. How about yes, Lord, our Father. Ooh, hallelujah. We know who our Father is. That's why we read our scripture in Genesis. Hallelujah. And in Isaiah. Hallelujah. Let's go there. Oh, building. So when we speak, we're not of ourselves, puffed up, saying all kind of manner of things. Do you know who I am? That's why we read Isaiah 43 and 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get to it this morning. But just know, feel it, know it, reassurance deep down in your knower. Hallelujah. I got God and he got me. I belong to God. What the 2020 got to do with anything? Think that we in 2020 is far more superior than our Creator, the giver of life. The clock can't wake you. Your wife or your husband or your children can't wake you up. It's God who has the power and is the power to do that, because he has stamped your exit and your entrance. Woo! He is the power and the authority. Hallelujah. He'll allow someone to call you. And he'll allow you to answer. Hallelujah. It's all in his power. Hallelujah. You can go to school for 50 years and still haven't learned anything. And not have clarity. But you can bow down and ask him to give you the mind of the intellect and allow you to search the scriptures and give you revelation knowledge and watch what he does. We all need it. We're learning. Still need God. Can't do it without it. Then you need to know the purpose of learning. When you're learning for him. Hallelujah. Genesis 1. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Same chapter, going to verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, bless the Lord. In the image of God created he him, bless the Lord. Male and female created he them, bless the Lord. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. My sisters, God is good. So when we open our mouth to pray, hallelujah, we know in whom we believe. Amen. We know in who called us to come and pray. Now listen to this. Isaiah 43:7 says, listen to this. Isaiah 43:7 reads as follows. Even everyone that is called by my name, that is identified with my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. 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 The blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt your most holy name. Holy and righteous art thou in all your ways, Almighty God. We give you glory and we thank you for your kindness towards us. Come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We honor you. For you alone are God. And besides you, there is none other. You are the master, the creator.
Hallelujah. Of the heavens and the earth. Of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you for how you're opening our minds of understanding. We glorify you. We thank you for allowing us to be able to know that you love us, God, that you love us so much, and to understand what it meant when the scripture reads that you gave your only begotten Son, that you didn't hold any good thing from us. Almighty God, may we have an attitude of gratitude. Father, we ask that you, oh God, forgive us for every word spoken. Hallelujah. That was not right. Hallelujah. Every word spoken, Almighty God, every deed done that was sinful, we ask that you forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You, we're willing vessels, Almighty God, and we repent for every act of sin that we have committed. No such thing as an acceptable sin. Sin is sin. And we repent now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Cleansing us, Father, from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Let us be slow to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spirit of discernment, that we, Father, may discern right from wrong and good from evil, and the wisdom to know what to do. Hallelujah. Knowledge and understanding. Oh, but without it, without wisdom, we're lost. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to live a balanced life, a holy life, a life that glorifies you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you remove fear and doubt from us. And Father, we ask that you remove cliche. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you remove every ironic teaching that we have been taught. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Oh, let us know you. Oh, in the beauty of holiness, Almighty God, and righteousness, that we may worship you and handle the things that you call holy righteously. Almighty God, close our ears to foolishness. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for maturing us and building us up on every side. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching us, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you for the help that you send our way from your throne of mercy. Almighty God, your Lord, we glorify you. We exalt your most holy name. Thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, protecting us from food that we're eating. Hallelujah. 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 Sanctify every meal. Oh, God. Oh, God. Remember the farmers, Almighty God, the cattlemen. Hallelujah. 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 The seeds that are going into the ground, Almighty God, that have been altered from their natural way. Would you touch it, Father God? Touch the seeds, Almighty God. Touch the animals that will be sacrificed.
for the nourishment of our bodies. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God. All that are sacrificed for your children, we thank you for it. Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let it bring no harm. Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Remember the farmers, the fishermen. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Bring back the taste. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bring back the purpose. Almighty God. Oh God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May our bodies work according to your plan and your will. Almighty God. Ooh, detox. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Hallelujah. Let your precious blood, Yeshua, flow through us. Let the spirit of the living God flow through us and in us and with us and around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you now, God. We glorify you. We magnify, oh my God, we magnify you. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey, and a mouth to speak what thus says the Spirit of the living God. Fill our mouth with words, and when the mouth is empty, shut it. Almighty God, we thank you for granting traveling mercy. Remember our children and grandchildren. Almighty God, thank you for saving right now, Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. You're sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're our leading post. Our hiding place, our mighty fortress, our God, our provider. Yes, you are. Our healer, our deliverer, our covenant God. Good God Almighty. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you that we're saved, sanctified because of you, Almighty God. Thank you for you order our steps. Thank you for pleading the blood of Yeshua over every step we'll ever make. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember everyone in the armed forces and those that have served and those who were wounded. Bless them, heal them, Almighty God. Conversate, Almighty God, heal them. Make provisions get known unto them and provide for them, Almighty God. Open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. Step in their lives and situations and circumstances. Bring peace to their home, Almighty God. Lift the weight of the burden, Almighty God, for you are a burden carrier. Yeah, God, yes, you are. You told us to cast our cares upon you, for you love us. Oh, God, let them cast it before you. Save those that would be saved. Almighty God, we thank you. Everyone that's on the prayer list, God, that needs a prayer and crying out to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing it. And not only hearing it, we thank you for answering. Almighty God. There's some calling on you right now because they're sensing danger or they're in a dangerous situation. We thank you. We thank you now, God, for putting your arms of protection around them. And we thank you for the help coming from the sanctuary. Almighty God. We thank you now, Almighty God, for securing and protecting. Almighty God, remit and turn the one that would bring harm. Spin them around, God. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, your holy name. For you are the God that protects your people. You are our shield of defense. And we thank you for it right now. Almighty God, move the traps in the pathway right now, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. That which was intended for evil. Habasala. Thank you, God, for the turn for good. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Glorious Father, hallelujah. Excuse me, hallelujah. God, we thank you. And it's all in the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. For it's in the name that's above every name. Oh, glory. The name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, we have our confidence, our hope. Ah, Lord, a child of the King. A child of God. Our homes are protected. Cars are protected. That which was intended to do evil must bow down. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Must bow down. Must bow down. Oh, may we walk. Such reassurance today that we belong to you. Let us walk in the assurance that we are a child of God. Oh Lord, stamp our heart, our spirit, our mind. Just, oh God. Ooh, what is it that you have us to say to do? Not our will, but your will be done. Oh, glory. This day and time, we are locked in. You are not. Hallelujah. What a God you are. You created us. We didn't chip you a chip piece of stone. And created you, created the stone. Hallelujah. You created the dust in which you formed us. Ooh, glory. You blew the breath of life into us. You blew it into our nostrils. And we became children of the Most High God, made in your image and in your likeness. Hallelujah. Though we fell, you picked us back up. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Holy is our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. He's our sure foundation. Yes, He is. He is indeed our sure foundation. Hallelujah. Isaiah 33. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 33 and 5. You could just read the whole chapter. It's really interesting and good. The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry out. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The warfare man cease. He has broken the covenant. He has despised the sin. He has regarded no man. The earth moaned and languished. Lebanon is ashamed and hewed down. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruit. Now will I rise, says the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive chaff. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as burning of lime. As thrones cut up, shall they be burned in the fire. Hallelujah. Number 6. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Isaiah 33, the Lord is your sure foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is your sure foundation. And the key is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember that. The fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going off now with our scripture, Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. In Yeshua's mighty name, go in peace, go in love, and we thank the Lord in Yeshua's name.